You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Nick. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, yes, I need roadside assistance. I'm stranded in the freeway right now.
Gotcha. We can go ahead and try to get you some assistance, sir. Are you calling from a safe location? Are you far enough out of the way to where you're not at risk for getting hit?
Yes, I'm in a shoulder, like I have my emergency lights on. There's actually another vehicle that needs roadside assistance, and he's here pulled over too, so I think I'm safe.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start. Can I get your first and last name?
Is Jesus Perez?
And a good callback number in case we get disconnected.
It's 760-297-7656.
Gotcha. And would you like to receive mobile text updates, Mr. Perez?
What was that?
Would you like to receive mobile text updates?
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay, sir, can I go to get your policy number or your member ID number?
Member number is 73-5767-65805.
All right, and for security reasons, can you go ahead and verify the address that you have your policy?
The address is 15422 and a half South Lime Avenue, Compton, California, 90221.
Gotcha. And the vehicle that you're calling in about?
It's a 1998 Dodge Durango.
And what's the color of it?
It's blue.
All right. And could you tell me just a little bit more about your breakdown, sir, and what type of service you might be requesting? Seems to me you might need to get a tow.
I need a tow truck because I've become stranded. I'm right here in the 91. I'm a couple of miles away from home. It seems like I may have a transmission issue because I'm leaking transmission fluid. There was white smoke coming out of the exhaust, and the truck could no longer go. So I had to pull over immediately before I compromise any other parts.
Do you know if your vehicle was still shift gears, sir?
What was that?
Do you know if it'll still shift gears?
Oh, if it shift gears, I don't know. I have it off right now.
Okay. We would need to know if it switches gears just so we know if we need to bring special equipment or not. Now, you don't necessarily need to turn the vehicle on try to switch it out of gear.
Let me see. No, it doesn't move.
It doesn't move. Okay. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel?
It's a 4x4. It has a transmission case. I mean, yeah, it does shift once I put it on accessory mode.
Okay. Will it go into neutral?
Yeah, it could go into neutral.
Okay. All right, sir. And when we do manage to secure your provider, will you be there in attendance with the vehicle?
Yes, I'm here. I'll be here at the moment.
Gotcha. And will you be needing a ride with the provider to where the vehicle is going?
To provide a route, yes. I'll provide a route. Or what was that? Or what was the question?
Do you need a ride with the service provider? Or can you get your own transportation to
where you're going? I think I'm going to need a ride, yeah.
Okay. And I take it it's just going to be one passenger, just you, correct?
Yes, just me, yeah.
Okay. All right, so now it's here to get you mapped and located. Where you are right now, do you see any gas stations, businesses? Do you remember any mile markers or anything like that?
No, there's nothing nearby me.
Okay.
The only thing that's nearby me, I see there's a Hampton Inn.
Okay, sir, what I want to do is I want to send you an SMS text message. All this is going to do is just going to send you a link. This link is going to have your latitude and longitude. You're going to click on that link and read me those coordinates back so I can get your exact location, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm sending that text out now, so you should be getting it within the next few moments. And I'm ready for that latitude and longitude when you are, okay?
Okay. So the latitude is 33.87 to 28.84, and then the longitude is dash 11.8 period 263007.
Okay, so I just want to repeat that on longitude, just back to just verification. That was negative 118.263007, is that right?
Yes.
And that latitude was 33.87, 2284.
2884.
Gotcha. All right, so give me just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Perez, I do apologize for that hold time. I was just making a few notes on here, but I just want to make sure that I do have everything right. It looks like where I have you mapped here is you're on State Road 91. I do believe you told me that earlier. And you're headed eastbound, is that right?
I'm yes.
Okay. Eastbound. You say where you are now, you can see that Hampton Inn Hotel.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like by Central Avenue. So that
Central.
Hampton Inn is by Artesia Boulevard, and it's Upper Turney, and I guess it turns into Artesia Boulevard.
Is that Artesia or Albertoni?
It's Upper Turney, and then it turns into Artesia for some reason. I'm looking at it on the maps right here. And the nearest exit would be can't see the exit. Yeah, Artesia is the nearest exit. A
Gotcha.
little close, a little behind the In-N-Out Burger. There's a Chevron, but it's way up ahead of me, up until that exit.
Gotcha. What I'm going to do is, you said there's a chevron that's up on that exit. Let's see if I can see that chevron. Okay, I see that.
And then just backtrack quite a bit, and then I'm gonna be on this other exit that turns into Upper Turney. Yes, is East Upper Turney Street. Say for instance, if you were to go east, because there's like a curve right there, and I usually take that curve, and then I go into Artesia Boulevard, into the street, and then I would end up by Chevron and In-N-Out.
Okay.
That's usually my route, my commute.
So you would say you're more so closer to this Chevron down by the exit, is that right?
I'm closer. I'm like right in front of Hampton Inn.
Okay.
The Hampton by Hilton, or I'm like right in front of it, and there's like a curve. There's an exit and it curves.
Okay, I see it. You're kind of almost kind of like a ramp, but not necessarily a ramp. Okay, I see it.
Yeah. I'm
Okay.
like in between that little wedge.
I'm gonna do is I am just gonna notate on your account. I'm gonna map you at right here at this Hampton Inn just so they know and have an exact location of where to come and look for you. I'm gonna let them know that you're kind of like on this ramp on the State Road 91. It doesn't, it
Yeah.
looks like it's not too far away from mile marker 7B.
Right.
So you do remember 7B?
7B, yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. Exit 7B.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'm just gonna notate that. Give me just 1 second, and then in just a moment, I'll be getting where you hit, getting your vehicle taken too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, now I just need to know where you would like your vehicle taken to. We'll be going back to your home just on the policy at 15422 half South Lime Street.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, so I do have you all mapped and located now. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to the provider. So we can go ahead and get you taken care of with this tow, okay? When I do have them secured for you, you receive a text message with that provider's phone number and their ETA time, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get right on this. So you should be getting that text message shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. You're all good to go here. Did you have any other further questions or comments for me, sir?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. You will be getting a text message shortly, and then we'll have the provider give you a phone call when they have somebody headed your way, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem at all. You take care and try to enjoy the rest of your day outside of this, okay?
Thank you. Have
no
a good
problem.
One.
You do the same. Bye-bye.